All right, folks, we got a lot of military activity going on around the world, and I want to get you up to par with this. It is Sunday, October 20th. I know many of you guys are probably home from church or getting home from church, and you're resting depending on your time zone and where you're at. So we want to just get you up to date. Again, we got a lot of military movement going on, activity, saber rattling, and et cetera, and it's as if the world is preparing for what may be another global conflict. So we're going to talk about this today. We're going to get you up to date with the latest on all this that's taking place. So let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Sunday, October 20th. It is the first day of a new week. We want to welcome you to the program. I'm not going to keep you long today. It is the weekend, but I do have a lot of information I want to get out in a short time space. So I'd appreciate it if you help me get this word out, and you could do that by smashing that like button. And if you'd like to keep up with our ministry on these social media platforms, be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. That's going to keep you up to par here on Rumble and YouTube and wherever you may be catching this broadcast from. And we want to welcome all of our podcasters, you guys that are listening by podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we want to welcome you as well. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, we've got a lot of military activity going on that I think is going to be very something that you may want to keep an eye on, something to keep in prayer. And we're heading into, we're 16 days from the U.S. elections, and these empires and these kingdoms and these world leaders, they all understand this. They know this. And this is why I believe we're seeing this uptick on what's going on. Also, being that this is Sunday, we're probably not going to get a lot of people on here. So if you do not catch this in a live chat on YouTube, where we always get together and we talk about this stuff and a lot of people communicate in the chat, just feel free to hop on whenever you can, whenever you get a chance, and watch the rebroadcast of this. Again, this will be up on all of our platforms, our main website, and so on and so forth. So let's get into this thing. I'm going to show you some stuff here. All right, World War III on the brink as North Korean troops in Ukraine has now crossed a red line for the U.S. and NATO. Ukrainian President Zelensky told reporters at a NATO summit in Brussels that Kim Jong-un is set to send 10,000 soldiers to join Russia's war against Ukraine, describing it as the first step to a, quote, world war. According to this report, U.S. intelligence chief has sounded the alarm, stating that this move, in which Russia is now using North Korean troops, again, according to the report, we're talking 10,000, using these troops in Ukraine would be a, quote, serious provocation for the U.S. and NATO. The U.S. House Intelligence Chairman Michael Turner expressed his concern in a letter to President Joe Biden, describing such a move as, quote, alarming and an extreme escalation in the conflict in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Zelensky, speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, warned that Kim Jong-un's plans to dispatch 10,000 soldiers to bolster Russia's forces is a move that he views as the first step to a world war. The report cites that the Institute for the Study of War is sounding alarm that South Korea's National Intelligence Agency is reporting that approximately 1,500 North Korean special forces are already currently in eastern Russia preparing for deployment in Ukraine. Now, there has been reports that many of those troops that were sent of those 1,500 have already fled the country. Satellite images released by the NIS allegedly show around 700 North Korean troops at Russian military sites in various locations in Russia. Earlier today, Chairman Turner urged President Biden to consider the involvement of North Korean forces as a, quote, red line for the U.S. and NATO. The NIS also claims that these soldiers have been equipped with Russian uniforms, weapons, and falsified ID cards, suggesting they are from Siberian regions. Again, this is according to reports. Ukraine's intelligence head has dropped a bombshell with claims that North Korean troops could be ready for action from early November. Again, I want to say that again. Ukraine's intelligence, the head of Ukraine's intelligence indicate that North Korean troops could be ready for warfare come as early as November. Meanwhile, South Korea's defense minister believes a handful are already ready in the mix in various locations. As Russia cozies up to North Korea amidst its Ukraine invasion, the two outcast nations are joining forces against Western sanctions and to plug resource shortages. Moscow's been topping up its war supplies with North Korean artillery shells and ammo. Putin's even popped over to North Korea, and last week, Kim Jong-un sent birthday wishes to his, quote, closest comrade, Vladimir Putin. But will these North Korean soldiers cut it on the battlefield? Now, of course, some analysts speculate that these troops could be simply stationed to oversee parts of the Ukrainian-Russian border, potentially freeing up battle-ready Russian forces for deployment in other regions. The response from NATO and other nations to this development is yet to be determined. Meanwhile, Paris is preparing for World War III. Thousands of French soldiers are ready to arrive in Romania for a, quote, simulated conflict with Russia. Now, again, this was originally reported about, looks like about 13 days ago on October 8th. Now, again, according to InfoWars and other sources like Politico is all reporting this, next May, thousands of French soldiers will take place in a large, so this is coming this spring, in what is called a large-scale military exercise in Romania. The purpose of the exercise is to assess how quickly they can reach NATO's eastern flank if necessary, which is crucial if Russian President Putin were to attack an allied NATO country. A Hungarian news outlet has recently pointed out that the moves from France show, quote, Paris is preparing for a world war. The pro-war French president has already come up with alarming plans in recent months, which could clearly lead to a war between NATO and Russia. As reported earlier, Emmanuel Macron did not rule out sending troops to Ukraine either. Regardless of the potential threats of an open conflict with Russia, NATO seems to be preparing for that very possibility. Quote, we used to play war, now there's a designated enemy, and we train with people with whom we'd actually go to war. This was according to General Petrain, a general of France. Quote, in recent years, French ground forces have undergone a, quote, profound transformation to prepare for a conflict as intense as the war in Ukraine. The main challenge is for French forces to reach Romania in such a short time. So again, you see here where North Korean troops are now reportedly aiding Russia in the conflict with Ukraine. France is now preparing for World War III, or what they like to call a global war. And as you can see here, Putin is even ordering a draft of 133,000 new soldiers to fight on the front line. Again, according to report, Vladimir Putin has ordered the conscription of another 133,000 soldiers to aid his war in Ukraine. Again, this is on top of all of the North Korean soldiers that are pouring in there now. Again, up to 10,000, according to the report. The 18 to 30-year-olds will be called up between tomorrow and December 31st. So this is a little bit dated news as well. So again, as of the report of this, there has now been 130,000 soldiers that has been called up. And then, according to the report, in spring, there will be another 150,000 that are planning to be drafted into this conflict. Meanwhile, North Korea threatens to declare war with South Korea. Tensions between the two sides of the peninsula have escalated since the month of May, when the North began flying balloons carrying garbage across the border to the South, prompting Seoul to respond by restarting loudspeaker propaganda broadcast. And then the latest came this week when North Korea accused South Korea of flying drones over the main capital of North Korea on three occasions this month and threatened to respond with force if it happened again. Quote, KCNA said that if any violation of the North Korean territorial ground, air, and waters by ROKs or South Korean military means is discovered and confirmed again, it will be regarded as a, quote, grave military provocation against the sovereignty of the DPRK. This meant that a, quote, declaration of war and an immediate retaliatory attack will be launched. Meanwhile, China's Xi has called for his troops to boost war preparedness. Again, China is being called by their leader to boost war preparedness. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for this week for his troops to strengthen their preparedness for war, according to state media that reported this yesterday as of Saturday, just days after Beijing staged large-scale military drills around Taiwan. Xi made his comments while visiting a brigade of the People's Liberation Army rocket force on this past Thursday, where Xi said that the military should, quote, comprehensively strengthen training and preparation for war and ensure troops have solid combat capabilities. Meanwhile, Iran, aka Persia, is hosting naval drills with Russia. Again, these are the two players, guys, of Ezekiel 38 and 39, Oman and Indian Ocean amid heightened Middle East tensions. I want to show you a little bit of this. Let's talk about this. Quote, Iran state television reports that naval drills, which are hosted by Iran with the participation of Russia and Oman, and observed by nine other countries. Look at this. So you've got Russia, Oman, and again, Iran hosting this, observed by nine other countries, began in the Indian Ocean today. Now, again, this was reported yesterday as of the recording of this. These exercises, which are dubbed IMEX 2024, are aimed at boosting collective security in the region, expand multilateral cooperation, and display the goodwill and capabilities to, quote, safeguard peace, friendship, and maritime security. Wow. Participants will practice tactics to ensure international maritime trade security, protect maritime routers, and enhance humanitarian measures and exchange information on rescue and relief operations. Quote, the exercises come amid heightened tensions in the region as Israel fights Iran-backed terror groups, Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, while other Tehran proxies launch attacks on Israel from Syria and Iraq and on ships in the Red Sea. In response to these regional tensions with the U.S., Iran has increased its military cooperation with Russia and China. In March, Iran, China, and Russia held their fifth joint naval drills in the Gulf of Oman countries. Observing the current drills include Saudi Arabia, Qatar, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Thailand. Meanwhile, Israel is plotting to strike Iran to topple the regime, quote, and it is planning to hit them hard. All right, according to the DailyMail.com, Israel has hinted it's plotting airstrikes to topple the Iranian regime as it seeks retaliation for its missile strike attack earlier this month. Now, there is another incident that just happened yesterday, and we're going to get you up to speed with that, and it's going to increase the severity of this threat even more. Tel Aviv has been narrowing down its targets to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its volunteer paramilitary force as it consults the U.S. on its response. According to, again, this is the DailyMail.com, but also the Times, Israel Times, although it's unlikely one round of missile strikes would topple the Iranian regime, it has been suggested by a Western official the strength of the attack could encourage opposition from within. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a video statement addressed to the Iranian people, quote, don't let a small group of fanatic theocrats, crush your hopes and your dreams. The people of Iran should know that Israel stands with you. When Iran is finally free, And that moment will come a lot sooner than people think. Everything will be different. Wow, guys, what a statement. What a statement. Now, since this statement was made from Benjamin Netanyahu, a lot of developments have occurred. So this is why, guys, this is why we're doing these updates so frequently. I mean, we're doing this 6-7 days a week now because we being a watchman is a full-time job. We got to keep you on par. That's why we try to do these videos kind of short. We don't want to span them out too long, but we want to get the information to you. Again, since this threat was made by Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli forces have taken out Hamas leader Sinwar, who was the architect of the October 7th attacks during the battle in Rafah. During a battle in Rafah, again, the Hamas leader who orchestrated or who is called the architect of the October 7th attack last year, a year ago, their leader Sinwar was killed. Also, since that announcement of Benjamin Netanyahu that they are, quote, and I quote, planning to topple the regime of Iran. Look at this headline, guys, Times of Israel. Russia tells Israel to not even consider attacking Iranian nuclear facilities. So now these are two nations that are threatening Israel to not take strikes on their nuclear facilities. America with the Biden administration, and now you have Putin and Russia. Quote, I want to read this to you. Russia is warning Israel to not even consider striking Iranian nuclear facilities. Again, this is according to their state news agency. After Iran's missile attack on Israel on October 1st, there has been speculation that Israel could strike Iran's nuclear facilities as it has long threatened to do so. Quote, we have reportedly warned and continue to warn to caution Israel against even hypothetically considering the possibilities of a strike on Iranian nuclear facilities and nuclear infrastructure. Again, this is coming from Russian state news agency, again, approved by Vladimir Putin, of course. And guys, this should not come as a surprise to you because, again, Persia, which is Iran, modern day Iran, and Russia will be a collaborated force that will attack Israel in the latter days that the prophet Ezekiel saw and foresaw in the future. And it's pinned in the 38th and 39th chapters of the book of Ezekiel. The Russian state news agency said that, quote, if such a attack was to take place, that this would be, quote, catastrophic development and a complete negation of all existing principles in the area of ensuring nuclear safety. It was not clear in what form Moscow had conveyed such a message to Israel. All right, now these are our two breaking news stories. Both of these stories we shared on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And guys, before I pull this up, I want to implore you, if you've not downloaded our free app, please take the time to go out and get in, and take the time to download our free app. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, go to your Play Store, Apple, Android, download the free app, hit yes to push notifications. So when we send this information out, these news articles, these breaking news alerts, you're going to get all that right there at your fingertips. These podcasts, breaking news, prophecy, viewpoints that we do, everything's going to be right at your fingertips. If you're watching by YouTube, by Rumble, anywhere where you can watch a visual of this, under the description of this video, you will see the link. If you just click the link, it's going to be right there for your ease. And now, if you have our app and you regularly view our website, you know that we reported this yesterday. But for many of you guys, you may not know this, but there was an alleged assassination attempt against Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife and in his own home. This, again, according to reports, Hezbollah attempted to assassinate Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife when they sent a drone attack at his own residence. Now, I want to pull this up, and as a result, I want to share with you what Benjamin Netanyahu's response is. Following this attempted assassination attempt, Benjamin Netanyahu warned against this, calling it a, and I quote, a grave mistake. The attempt by Iran's proxy Hezbollah to assassinate me and my wife today was a grave mistake. This was written by Netanyahu on his ex post. This will not deter me or the state of Israel from continuing our just war against our enemies in order to secure our future. Issuing a stark warning to Iran and the axis of resistance, which includes Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis, the prime minister said Israel determined to achieve its war objectives following the October 7th attack and, quote, change the security reality in our region for generations. Now, this is an interesting statement. And the reason why I say this, I always think prophetically out. If you think, if you go to Ezekiel 38, let me pull this up real quick. I don't want to spend a long time here, but I do want to point something out. In this war of Ezekiel 38, which is, again, a future war, there is some verbiage and language here, whatever you want to say here, that indicates and gives you clues of when this is going to happen, okay? In the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, you go down here and you go back to verse 8, it tells you that this will happen after many days. You will be visited in the latter years. So this tells you, this gives you a clue that it, so the word of God tells us that this will take place in the latter years. It says that this coalition of nations will come into a land of those who brought back from the sword and gather from many people on the mountains of Israel. That's a prophetic, and that's prophetically speaking, that's already happened. Israel, again, was reestablished as the Jewish nation in 1948. Then you had in 67, Jerusalem was reinstated as the capital. Now watch what it says. It had long been desolate, but now it's not. And then watch this. It says you were brought out of many nations. And again, this was prophesied as well. But now watch this. Now all of them dwell safely. So the prophet says when this attack of Ezekiel 38 comes to fruition, it will happen during a time when the Jewish people are dwelling safely. Then it says that they will come against a people of unwalled villages, and they will go against a peaceful people who, quote, dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. And again, this is why I said that this war is a future war and cannot happen anytime soon, because Israel at this point is not in a state of that predicament. They're not in that particular state of unwalled villages, no gates, no bars, and in a place of peace and security and safety. But again, according to, and I want to pull this back up again, because I think this is very interesting. According to Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, I'm going to read this. He is determined to achieve its war objectives and, quote, change the security reality in our region for generations. So what do they want to achieve? Peace and security for future generations. All right. And then we have this breaking news. U.S. is investigating the release of, quote, classified documents on Israel's planned strike on Iran. This is very interesting and disturbing at the same time. Now, this took place over the weekend as well. This took place, we got the news of this yesterday on Saturday. The United States is investigating what is called the unauthorized release of classified documents detailing Israel's planned attack against Iran. Documents attributed to the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Agency and National Security Agency note that Israel was still moving military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack on October 1st. They were shareable with the Five Eyes, which are the U.S., Great Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. The documents, which are marked top secret, were posted on the Telegram messaging app last week and first reported by CNN and Axios. The AP first reported Sunday about the U.S. investigation into the unauthorized release, citing three U.S. officials. The AP said a fourth U.S. official who also spoke on condition of anonymity indicated that the documents appeared to be legitimate. And I want to read it. House Speaker Mike Johnson said, quote, the leak is very concerning. There's some serious allegations being made. There's an investigation underway, and I'll get a briefing on that in a couple of hours. Johnson said Sunday, again, this was today, on CNN's State of the Union, quote, there is a classified level briefing and then another, but we're following it closely. So, guys, we got a lot of developments going on. As you can see, global leaders and nations and their militaries are all preparing for what we would call World War III. There's a lot of strategic movements going on with troops, with weaponry, military movements, that we've got breaches, cyber attacks, security breaches. We've got threats being made, assassination attempts. It's not just here in America against former presidents, but again, Benjamin Netanyahu. And we've yet to see what Israel's actual targets are going to be in Iran. But again, I want to quote to you, they claim that this strike coming is a series of strikes to topple the Iran regime. So we're going to, all eyes are on the Middle East and in Europe, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, we're 16 days out before the election. I want to remind you of a couple things. Again, this is not to get you anxious or worry or fearful. Number one, Jesus told us that there will be wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, and kingdom against a kingdom. And he says, these are all the beginning of sorrows. The end is not yet. These are the beginning of sorrows. Number two, remember, Jesus himself said in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, guys, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main website. Again, pick up your free app today on Apple and Android. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go to keep up with our ministry. Don't forget, guys, tomorrow night right here, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We've got a lot to pray about. We'd love for you to join us right here on our YouTube channel. Listen, if you're listening or watching anywhere outside of our YouTube channel, you need to come over here and subscribe so that you can be a part of this gathering that we do, Lord willing, every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a time we get together as a corporate body. We pray for the needs of the nation. We pray prayers of repentance. We pray, again, whatever's pertaining to what's going on, what's relevant in that hour and that time. We pray for one another's needs according to the Bible. And we see God do great things. People are being touched. We get letters. We get emails. We get notifications from people saying they're being touched and blessed by, again, this corporate time of prayer that we do every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And as always, guys, if this ministry is a source of blessing to you, it informs you, equips you, it exhorts you, it edifies you. Maybe this is your home church, whatever the case would be. We'd love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. And there's several ways you can do that. You can give electronically, which you can go through the website. You can go through the app right here on YouTube. There's at the top of this, it's pinned. It says support in bold letters. You can click on that link as well. And of course, if you wish to give by check or money order, right there on your screen is the location and how you can do that. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391 Monroe, Georgia 30655. So we love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for taking time out on this Sunday afternoon to be a part of this quick update. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow. I got some short videos like this, 20, 30 minutes long. I've got another one lined up for tomorrow afternoon. We'll let you know what time that is when we do that. And then, of course, we'll be right back here tomorrow night for our time of prayer as well. So until we see you guys tomorrow, have a great, safe rest of your weekend. Be blessed. And may the Lord's favor and his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.